It's Sunday, the 21st of December, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audioboo audio blog. This is an amateur dramatics update, so I'll be hashtagging it as Amdram, and feel free to skip over if my escapades in amateur dramatics are not of any interest. It's a Sunday morning, it's very nearly 10 o'clock, and I'm in my car, in my mobile office, mobile studio even, and I'm on the way to the theatre for a special kind of rehearsal. Now, just to get you up to speed, we've been rehearsing now a month and a half, probably a little bit longer, and usually our rehearsals are in the evenings. We rehearse three nights a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and usually for 3 hours or so, like 7 till 10, 7 till half 9, something like that. Slightly earlier finish when the kids are around, because it's pantomime that we're doing. There is a chorus which is largely made up of kids, and obviously they don't cope well with late nights. And they range in age from some quite little ones, who I guess will be 8, 9, 10, up to kind of mid-teens, I guess. So it's quite a range of ages, and I have seen a couple of the little ones falling asleep on the chairs during rehearsal, so you know they're obviously tired, poor things. But the usual way that the rehearsal goes is that we try to run the pantomime right through from start to finish. We've done all the initial blocking, which is the stage term for working out who's going to stand where and move where on the stage. So we all know where we're supposed to be and when. The whole thing is blocked out, and we're now just running it straight through just to get the flow and the pace, because one of the important things with pantomime is it has to really, really move on, and it has to be pacey, because if any of it drags, you know, you've got an audience of young kids and they're going to get bored and they're going to get restless and they're going to lose interest. So it's really important that we keep it moving smoothly. So we're running it all the way through most of the time now. But today is what is called technical rehearsal. And this is one of the special rehearsals that we do before the actual production. And this rehearsal is not at all about the actors. This rehearsal is about the technical team backstage. So this is where they get to practice the sound effects and the special effects and the scene changes and all the technical things that have to happen to do with the production. So as far as an actor is concerned, it's kind of it's a choppy and changey kind of a rehearsal, because we won't run it all the way through, so we won't be getting our usual flow. The director will be working with the technical team, and they'll say things like, right, we need to check the lighting for this bit, or we need to check the special effect for this bit. And so the actors, we're really just there to give the cues to the technical guys. So we won't do a full run through. We'll be doing little excerpts, which is harder as an actor. I find it more difficult, because the way I learn my lines is to learn the way it all flows. And if somebody suddenly says, right, pick up on page 20, I'll go, oh, what's page 20? What do I do there? What's going on? What have I said already? What still needs to be said? So it's quite tricky for the actors, but I've got my script with me, and I'll have that to refer to if necessary. And it is quite fun, because this is where we start seeing everything coming together. Because up until this point, obviously, it's just been the actors doing their thing on the stage. And the stage is gradually changing from a completely bare stage when we started rehearsals to a stage where we can start to see some of the scenery coming together, some of the mechanisms coming together. One of the things that I'm quite excited about, actually, is that our theatre has a little revolve in it. That's a circular cutout of the stage which can revolve around. And so there is one scene in the pantomime where the revolve is used. And I saw that go for the first time at the last rehearsal, actually. They did that for the first time. So just seeing that coming together, obviously it needs to have a lot of set decoration done to it. But it's really fun to be using that little revolve. It's quite exciting for me. Sad, maybe, I know. But there we go. So technical rehearsal starts at 10 o'clock, supposed to finish about 1, but the thing with technical rehearsals is you kind of have to keep going until it's all done. There are a lot of technical cues in this pantomime. There are a lot of sound effects, there are special effects, we're using what are called flash pots, which are like little tiny fireworks that you can actually seat into the stage. Our stage has some blocks cut out of it where flash pots can go. So various events within the pantomime will be heralded with a little firework. In fact, I don't know if we'll actually test those today or not, but certainly sound effects, lighting effects, all that kind of stuff will need to get tested. So hopefully we'll be finishing about lunchtime, but you know, we're kind of going until it's done, and it's going to be choppy and changing. Once we're through this rehearsal, we then actually get almost a full 2 weeks off over Christmas. So our next rehearsal isn't until Friday, the 2nd of January, I think. So my focus over Christmas will be learning my lines and learning the songs. I know most of my lines now, which, you know, it shouldn't really be a shocker because I don't have that many lines. But it's kind of a false sense of security because you look at the script and you go, oh, I don't have to say that much. I can probably learn that quite easily. And then as you start going through rehearsals, you realise that some of the lines just are not going in. So I need to do some concerted line learning. But the good news actually is my daughter, who is now 7, is able to read the script well enough to help me with my lines, and she quite enjoys reading the other parts in and testing me on my lines. And she's very, very strict. She won't let me get away with an approximation of the line. It has to be word perfect before she lets me move on. So that's very helpful. And I've got a number of songs to learn as well, which is all great fun. I'm enjoying the singing and the dancing. I'm still enjoying doing the pantomime. It's still great fun. It's a good show, should be amusing, should be entertaining, so hopefully the audiences will enjoy it. The ticket sales seem to be going well. The lady who does tickets said to me a week or so ago, we've sold out for our first Saturday afternoon matinee. We do a lot of shows. We're going to do 10 shows in all, one of which is a restricted show that tickets aren't on general sale for that one. But so there's 9 public shows, which is Friday, 2 on a Saturday, 2 on Sunday, and then Thursday, Friday, another 2 the following Saturday. So it spreads over 2 weeks. And the first Saturday matinee is already sold out. So the tickets are selling fast. Any of my local friends who happen to be listening to this, if you want to get some tickets, just let me know. I can get them put on the door, or you can go to the Knutsford Little Theatre website and there's links there for how to get tickets. So I think that's all the news for now. That's you up to date on my amateur drama activities. I'm going to carry on my way to the theatre and go and have some fun at the tech rehearsal. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.